A lot of this is for myself, but I hope that someone can find something in my words that could possibly help them. So this is for anyone who thinks that they are worthless, and for anyone that carries more burdens than one person should. And I guess really anybody that thinks they aren't good enough because someone told you that you weren't and you believed it. Sometimes you beat yourself up and you take the nasty things that people say to you and you make them into your own words. And I want you to imagine your body covered in Velcro. Now, imagine people walking past you, and each person sticks a little tag onto your Velcro. It's just a tag that has one word on it. It can be positive or negative. Just any word they want to use to describe you. If you were to look at yourself, what would be the first words that you think you would notice? Would it be a positive one? Or would it be a negative one? Would you see the tags that say beautiful and funny, kind-hearted? Or would you see the ones that call you stupid, worthless? You have to look at those tags and slowly just peel away all of the bad ones. You shouldn't let them stay there. Do you remember those kids that called you names in school? I want you to find those tags and just slowly peel them off. Do you remember all the arguments with your parents? Or just with your family in general? Take those tags off. Do you remember every time that you were upset and you blamed yourself for everything? Please, please take those tags off. Just let them fall. Leave the ones that make you feel worthy. Because the world is such a lighter place when you don't have all of those words just weighing you down. And it gets so much easier to breathe. And I know it's easy to think that you're fucked up when you feel like the only person that is struggling. But the sad part of that is what you don't realize is that everyone around you, they all have their own battles as well. It might not be the same as yours. It's either the kid in class or someone from work, family members, your best friend. One of them feels invisible. One of them feels unlovable. One of them doesn't think they deserve happiness. Everybody has their own flaws. And just because I don't show them or you don't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. You're not alone with your battles. And you're not alone with your struggles. Because there are people that will want to support you. And having somebody help you doesn't mean that you're weak. It means you were strong enough to ask for help. Helping each other is a part of us just being human. You know that little voice in your head that tells you that you can't do something? The one that says you're stupid and you're full of mistakes. That you're no good and that you don't deserve anything that is good. I think we all have that voice sometimes. And it gives you that feeling. The one that's in the pit of your stomach. It makes you sick. Makes you want to crawl under a rock. And stop caring. Because the only thing you feel anymore is pain and sadness. You have to let that voice go. You have to look yourself in the mirror. Seriously, look at yourself. And you know this person better than anyone else. You don't need anyone's acceptance but your own. And love all that you are. Accept the flaws. Accept the imperfections. Love that person. Because if you don't love yourself, you're just telling everyone that you are unworthy and undeserving of any kind of love. But it doesn't matter what they think. It's hard to force yourself to look in the mirror, because then you have to face the one thing that you try so hard to cover up. Yourself. Everyone is worth time and everyone is worth loving. You are worth time. You are also worth loving. You're beautiful and you're amazing. And you don't need to hear it from me or another stranger, even a family member. You need to hear it from yourself. How much do you think that you're worth? Sometimes our past is a very hard truth to swallow. And for some people, it's something that they want to bury and they never want to speak of again. Sometimes your past can bring up so many different emotions. And many of them are really, really hard to handle. The things that made you isolate yourself, that made you depressed, things that even made you angry. So many different feelings that you held on to and you shoved them deep down, trying to bottle them so you wouldn't have to face them. Maybe you were the fat kid that got bullied in school. Maybe you were the girl that slept around because you wanted someone to love you. Maybe you were a foster kid. Maybe you had abusive parents. Maybe you knew people that killed themselves. Maybe someone hurt you. And maybe you were just pissed off. If you were face to face with those people, and you could say anything you wanted, what would it be? Would you tell those bullies that they made you hate yourself? That they made your life in school just complete hell? Would you ask your parents why they didn't want you? Why they gave you up to a family that would never love you as their own? Would you scream at those people and tell them that you hated them? And would you blame them for making you into the monster that you see yourself as now? Would you really want to hurt them like they had hurt you? Would you ask those people why they did it? Would you really want to know that answer? Maybe they were just bored. Is that what you would want to hear? That you spent years hiding yourself away because someone was bored and decided to be mean to you? I want you to think about that. Anger is like a force. It is either a force that you control, or it is a force that controls you. Now, who has the power over your anger? Do you? Or do the people that hurt you control it? Think about that. When you let someone anger you, you are giving that person control over your feelings and over your emotions. Think about it like this. Think of an argument you had. Let's do it more recently. Just recently, an argument you had with someone, where there are some hateful words thrown around. Did anyone's feelings get hurt? Now imagine if the person you were arguing with was holding a stick that was on fire, but they are wearing gloves and you are not. They reach out to you with this stick, and without thinking, you grab onto it. And those flames are burning you. You can feel that hot sensation on your skin, and you can feel the pain from it, but you can't let go. Even though it hurts, you can't let the stick go. And that other person, they feel no pain. Their hand is covered from the flames. They are burning you. They have the power. And you had a choice to refuse to grab onto that fiery stick, but you couldn't help yourself. You grabbed on without thinking, and now you are burning. Why are you letting them burn you? You let them because nobody's going to put a stick in your face, right? No one's going to poke and prod at you and just get away with it. You're angry. You're pissed off, and you have to show them how you feel. But in doing so, tell me, why aren't they hurting? Why is it just you? Because that is what they wanted, and you gave them exactly what they were looking for when you got angry. And when you lashed out towards them, when you grabbed onto that stick. Like I said, anger is a force. And why not use it for something that can benefit yourself? Emotions derive from situations, do they not? And when we don't care about something, we don't feel anything. You have to control your anger, and you have to use it to your benefit. And there's a beautiful quote. I don't really remember who said it, but it goes something like, remember, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And I really like that quote, because it's very true. People will definitely never forget how you made them feel. I heard another quote once, and it says, not forgiving is like drinking rat poison and then sitting around waiting for the rat to die. I think that's genius. Forgiveness is sometimes a very hard thing to deal with. Rather, you're holding on to hurt or past things, anger, the things that just keep you from forgiving people, and the things that keep you from forgiving yourself. When you accept the things that people say to you and the things that get you down, forgive yourself for thinking that you deserve that. Then forgive them for being so low to even consider saying that to you. Don't be a doormat for people. Don't do that to yourself. Because sometimes it's really hard to pick yourself up and clean all of that dirt off. And you are so much more capable of things than you think you are. Think of what you hold on to most. What is your biggest piece of baggage? Did it happen years ago? A week ago? Today? Because those things you really have to learn to let go. And one of my biggest flaws is that I don't love myself. I respect myself, I care for myself, but I don't think that I am capable of being loved. And people should not think that they are unlovable. Because you're never going to get along with everybody, and everybody will never accept you. But that doesn't mean that there won't be people that will accept you completely as you are. You have to let somebody love you the way that you are. Don't change. And don't change to make somebody love you. Because then they're falling in love with the wrong person, and it's not going to be you. As flawed as you might be, as unattractive as you might feel, stop looking at yourself and only seeing what you think is wrong. Do you feel fucked up? Yeah, me too. But there are people out there who will think that you're perfect the way you are. And you can't isolate yourself and just beat yourself up constantly about those kind of things. Stop beating yourself up and realize how much that you're worth. Because if we add the past in this, when people have bad things that have happened to them in their past, the situation is so much more worse when you start to see yourself as a victim. And it's even worse when you think that you don't deserve better or you think that you deserve whatever has happened to you. And what happens to you in your life says nothing about who you are or what you deserve. Because the situation, it either makes you weaker or it makes you stronger. Because it can make you stronger and then it can make you weak. Just like it can make you weak and then it can make you stronger. It's a cycle. You own your fantasies and your dreams and your right to life. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Get rid of that voice in your head that tells you that you're stupid and unwanted. Whatever it says, just don't listen. Don't overthink things. Just breathe. Because you're not invisible. You're not unlovable. You are so much more than what you give yourself credit for. And if I was just to sum all of this up, I would tell you to stop being silly and to love yourself. To give yourself a chance that you never did. And to give everyone else a chance that you never did. Just enjoy the simple things in life. Because once you do that, all the bad things really won't matter anymore. Just step away one day. Go out into nature. Leave your phone. Leave your computers. Leave everything. Just go by yourself. Walk around. Listen to the birds. Because when you're in nature, and you hear all those sounds, all the life, all the freedom, just for a moment you can escape. And it's a beautiful thing to do. You're amazing. And don't ever give up on yourself.